Linguaphone
Français
French.
Bonjour et bienvenue.
Hello and welcome.
Oui, bonjour et bienvenue à ce Linguaphone cours de français.
Yes, hello and welcome to this Linguaphone French course.
George Wickham is Snacktrack's English representative at the Paris Food Fair. He's been sent to Paris to attend the fair at the last moment, in place of the company's usual representative, Philippe Saville, who has suddenly fallen ill.
There's just one small problem. George doesn't speak any French.
Fortunately, help is at hand in the person of Snacktrack's temporary agent in France, Hélène Andéol. Hélène works for Salon Plus, a company which specialises in trade fairs and conferences.
When George arrives in Paris by Eurostar, Hélène is at the Gare du Nord to meet him.
À la Gare du Nord.
Monsieur Saville?
I'm sorry?
Vous êtes de Snacktrack, n'est-ce pas?
Snacktrack? Oh yes, that's me.
Eh bien, bonsoir et bienvenue à Paris. Je m'appelle
What?
Je m'appelle Hélène Andéol. Je suis de Salon Plus.
Salon Plus? Oh, yes. You're our rep here.
Rep?
Our representative.
Ah, oui.
Do you speak English?
English? Oui, un peu. A little.
Good. Because I don't speak French.
Pas du tout. Not at all?
Not a word, I'm afraid.
Mais votre lettre.
What?
Your letter.
What letter?
Vous êtes Monsieur Saville, n'est-ce pas?
Saville?
C'est vous, n'est-ce pas? Votre nom. Vous êtes Monsieur Saville.
No.
Non?
My name's Wickham.
Wickham?
Yes.
Mais, Monsieur Saville, where is...
He's not very well. You know, ill. Sick.
Malade? Ah, je comprends. Il est malade.
I'm sorry?
It is bad. He's malade. Sick.
Oh, yes, very. Anyway, I've come instead. In his place.
Ah, oui. Maintenant, je comprends.
Linguaphone
Français
French
Unité 1
Unit 1
Bonjour et bienvenue.
Hello and welcome. In a moment, you can listen again to part of the scene at the Gare du Nord. But first, here are the words and phrases that'll help you understand better.
You'll hear each word or phrase in French, followed by its English equivalent, and then again in French. After you hear the French the second time, repeat it in the pause. For example,
N'est-ce pas?
Aren't you?
N'est-ce pas?
Now you repeat it. Ready? Here's the first.
Monsieur.
Mister or Sir.
Monsieur.
Vous.
You.
Vous.
Vous êtes.
You are.
Vous êtes.
De.
Of or from.
De.
N'est-ce pas?
Aren't you or isn't it?
N'est-ce pas?
Eh bien.
Well.
Eh bien.
Bienvenue.
Welcome.
Bienvenue.
À.
To.
À.
Bienvenue à Paris.
Welcome to Paris.
Bienvenue à Paris.
Et.
And.
Et.
And finally, the greeting.
Bonsoir.
Good evening.
Bonsoir.
And now here's the first part of that scene.
Monsieur Saville.
I'm sorry.
Vous êtes de Snacktrack, n'est-ce pas?
Snacktrack? Oh, yes, that's me.
Eh bien, bonsoir et bienvenue à Paris.
We'll continue that scene in a moment, but first, here's that greeting again.
Bonsoir et bienvenue à Paris.
Listen again and repeat.
Bonsoir et bienvenue à Paris.
In the dialogue you heard just now, Hélène used the word for good evening.
Bonsoir.
Because it's late in the evening. The usual greeting for almost any time during the day is
bonjour.
This means hello and also good morning, good afternoon or good day.
Listen and repeat.
Bonjour.
Now listen to the greeting, hello and welcome to Paris, and repeat it.
Bonjour et bienvenue à Paris.
And now, add a name at the beginning to check that the person you're talking to is who you think it is, like this.
Monsieur Saville, bonjour et bienvenue à Paris.
Note the rising intonation at the end of the name.
Monsieur Saville?
Listen again and in the pause, copy that rising intonation.
Monsieur Saville?
Here's another example, this time welcoming Hélène Andéol
à Londres
to London. Listen and repeat.
Hélène Andéol, bonjour et bienvenue à Londres. Now you try. You're going to welcome three different people to three different cities. After each one, you'll hear the correct answer. And then there'll be a second pause for you to repeat it.
Your first welcome is during the day, so use the word
bonjour
as you welcome Pierre Martin to Paris.
Pierre Martin, bonjour et bienvenue à Paris. Now you're going to welcome someone to Paris, but this time it's after dark. So you're going to say
bonsoir.
Hello, good evening. Again, listen to the correct answer after the pause and repeat it.
The person you're welcoming to Paris now is Nathalie Béranger.
Nathalie Béranger, bonsoir et bienvenue à Paris.
And finally, it's daytime again as you welcome Michel Dupont
à Londres.
To London.
Michel Dupont, bonjour et bienvenue à Londres.
And now let's continue with the words and phrases for the next part of the scene.
As before, you'll hear the French, the English equivalent, the French again, and then in the pause, you repeat it. Here's the first one.
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
Je.
I.
Je.
Je suis.
I am.
Je suis.
Je m'appelle.
My name is.
Je m'appelle.
Un peu.
A little.
Un peu.
Pas du tout.
Not at all.
Pas du tout. Now go back to the beginning of that set of words and phrases and listen again and repeat them as many times as you need until you feel confident with them.
And when you're completely satisfied, be ready to listen to some more dialogue. Now listen to the first part of the dialogue again, together with the next part.
Monsieur Saville?
I'm sorry?
Vous êtes de Snack Track, n'est-ce pas?
Snack Track? Ah, yes, that's me.
Eh bien, bonjour et bienvenue à Paris. Je m'appelle...
What?
Je m'appelle Hélène Andéol. Je suis de Salon Plus.
Wait a minute. Sorry, do you speak English?
English? Oui, un peu. A little.
Good, because I don't speak French.
Pas du tout. Not at all?
Not a word, I'm afraid.
Let's pause there to recap some of the language you've just heard. When Hélène introduced herself, she said,
Je m'appelle Hélène Andéol.
The words
Je m'appelle
literally mean I call myself. Listen and repeat.
Je m'appelle.
Another way of introducing yourself and your name is to say
Je suis,
which means I am. Listen and repeat.
Je suis.
For example,
Je suis François Daudet.
Now imagine you're introducing yourself to Hélène Andéol. First, check that she is who you think she is, and then give your name.
Un exemple?
An example?
Oui, un exemple.
Hélène Andéol, je suis...
And then give your name. Ready? Try it now.
Now introduce yourself to Pierre Martin, with the alternative form,
Je m'appelle.
And don't forget to check his name with that rising intonation. Try it now.
Now use the same form again as you introduce yourself to Martine Gibert.
And finally, use
Je suis
as you introduce yourself to Yves Clément.
How did you get on? If you had any problems at all, go back to wherever you need to and check how you went wrong. And then, when you feel completely confident, continue the recording with the next set of words and phrases.
And now we come to the first of many...
Boîte à verbes.
Verb boxes.
Yes, throughout the course, whenever you hear this... Be ready to listen to some of the different forms of useful verbs in French.
For instance, this first box focuses on perhaps the most important of all verbs...
Être.
To be.
Être.
To be.
Je suis. Je suis.
I am.
Vous êtes. Vous êtes.
You are.
Il est. Il est.
He is.
And now the words and phrases for the next part of the dialogue.
Once again, listen, understand, listen again, and repeat in the pause.
Mais.
But.
Mais.
Votre.
Your.
Votre.
Votre lettre.
Your letter.
Votre lettre.
C'est vous.
It's you.
C'est vous.
Nom.
Name.
Nom.
Votre nom.
Your name.
Votre nom.
Nom.
No.
Nom.
Malade.
Ill.
Malade.
Je comprends.
I understand.
Je comprends.
Il.
He or it.
Il.
Il est.
He is or it is.
Il est.
And the last one in this set.
Maintenant.
Now.
Maintenant.
Before listening to the next part of the dialogue, test yourself on those words and phrases. You'll hear them again, one after another, with a brief pause in between.
In the pause, you say the English equivalent. You'll then hear the correct answer. Here's the first one.
Votre.
Your.
Malade.
Ill.
Votre lettre.
Your letter.
Il.
He or it.
C'est vous.
It's you.
Non.
No.
Je comprends.
I understand.
Mais.
But.
Votre nom.
Your name.
Il est.
He is or it is. And finally.
Maintenant.
Now.
How did you get on? If you managed the English equivalent of all those words and phrases, you're doing well. If you had any problems with them, don't worry. Just go back to the beginning of the set, listen and repeat, and try the test once more.
And when you feel happy with the results, go on to the next part of the dialogue.
And now, here's the next part of the dialogue.
Do you speak English?
English? Oui, un peu. A little.
Good, because I don't speak French.
Pas du tout. Not at all?
Not a word, I'm afraid.
Mais votre lettre...
What?
Your letter.
What letter?
Vous êtes Monsieur Saville, n'est-ce pas?
Saville?
C'est vous, n'est-ce pas? Votre nom. Vous êtes Monsieur Saville.
No.
Non?
My name's Wickham.
Wickham?
Yes.
Mais, Monsieur Saville, where is...
He's not very well. You know, ill, sick.
Malade? Ah, je comprends. Il est malade.
Sorry?
It is bad. He's malade. Sick.
Yes, very. Anyway, I've come instead, in his place.
Ah oui, maintenant, je comprends.
Let's stop again to practice some of the language. First, that very useful question tag.
N'est-ce pas?
Which can mean, isn't it? Or, aren't you?
Par exemple?
For example?
Par exemple?
Vous êtes Monsieur Saville, n'est-ce pas?
You're Mr. Saville, aren't you? Or?
C'est vous, n'est-ce pas?
It's you, isn't it?
Here are three examples of people checking who they're talking to and then introducing themselves. Listen and repeat in the pause.
Hélène Andéol, n'est-ce pas? Je m'appelle Georges Wickham.
Monsieur Saville, n'est-ce pas? Je m'appelle Hélène Andéol.
Georges Wickham, n'est-ce pas? Je m'appelle Monsieur Saville.
Let's vary that a little and begin the introduction with
Je suis.
Again, here are three examples. Listen and repeat.
Vous êtes Hélène Andéol, n'est-ce pas? Je suis Georges Wickham.
Vous êtes Monsieur Saville, n'est-ce pas? Je suis Hélène Andéol.
Vous êtes Georges Wickham, n'est-ce pas? Je suis Monsieur Saville.
Now check the identity of the person you're about to talk to and introduce yourself.
Par exemple?
For example, when you hear the prompt like this.
Monsieur Saville.
You say...
Vous êtes Monsieur Saville, n'est-ce pas? Je suis...
And give your name.
Try it now after the prompt.
Georges Wickham.
And now try another one. Here's the prompt.
Hélène Andéol.
How did you get on? Again, if you had any problems, go back to wherever you need to. Follow the instructions, then try the activity once more. When you feel completely confident with what you've learnt so far, move on to the next part.
You've checked who people are. Now check where they're from. For example,
Vous êtes de Snack Track, n'est-ce pas?
You're from Snacktrack, aren't you?
Now listen to this example and repeat it.
And try to copy that rising, questioning intonation.
Vous êtes de Londres, n'est-ce pas?
Vous êtes de Paris, n'est-ce pas?
Vous êtes de New York, n'est-ce pas?
Now, when you hear the question beginning
Vous êtes de
and ending with the question tag
N'est-ce pas?
Answer in the pause like this.
Oui, je suis de
and say where you're from. Then in the second pause, repeat the answer.
Vous êtes de Snacktrack, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, je suis de Snacktrack.
Vous êtes de Londres, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, je suis de Londres.
Vous êtes de Paris, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, je suis de Paris.
Vous êtes de New York, n'est-ce pas?
Oui, je suis de New York.
Now here are three sentences to respond to someone telling you where they're from. For example,
Je suis de Snacktrack.
Ah, je comprends. Vous êtes de Snacktrack.
Here's that response again. Listen carefully to the intonation.
Ah, je comprends. Vous êtes de Snacktrack.
Now here are the three sentences. Using that intonation, repeat each one after you hear it.
Ah, je comprends. Vous êtes de New York. Ah, je comprends. Vous êtes de Salon Plus. Ah, je comprends. Vous êtes de Londres.
Before we move on to the next part of the scene, here's the new language.
As before, listen, understand, listen again, and repeat.
C'est ça.
That's it.
C'est ça.
Je ne comprends pas.
I don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas.
Très.
Very.
Très.
Très bien.
Very good.
Très bien.
Maintenant, je comprends.
What?
Je comprends. I understand.
Je comprends.
Oui, c'est ça. Je comprends. I understand. Je ne comprends pas. I do not understand.
Oh, I see. I mean, je comprends.
Très bien.
Negatives in French are fairly easy. In many cases, you can make them by placing the word
ne
before the verb and
pas
after it. For example,
Je comprends. I understand. Je ne comprends pas. I do not understand.
Listen to some more examples and in the pause, copy the intonation.
Je comprends.
Je ne comprends pas.
Ah oui, maintenant, je comprends.
Non. Maintenant, je ne comprends pas.
And now over to you.
C'est à vous.
Over to you. First, say, now I understand.
Maintenant, je comprends.
Now say, now I don't understand.
Maintenant, je ne comprends pas.
Here's another example, this time with two negatives.
Vous n'êtes pas Monsieur Saville? Je ne comprends pas.
Listen again and repeat.
Vous n'êtes pas Monsieur Saville? Je ne comprends pas. Vous n'êtes pas de Snack Track? Je ne comprends pas. Vous n'êtes pas Hélène Andéol. Je ne comprends pas. Vous n'êtes pas de Londres. Je ne comprends pas. Être.
Je suis.
I am.
Je ne suis pas.
I am not.
Vous êtes.
You are.
Vous n'êtes pas.
You are not.
Il est.
He is.
Il n'est pas.
He is not.
And now for the next set of words and phrases.
As before, listen to the French, then the English, the French again, then repeat. Here's the first one, another negative.
Ce n'est pas.
It's not, or it isn't.
Ce n'est pas.
Difficile.
Difficult.
Difficile.
Le français.
French, the language.
Le français.
Pardon.
Sorry. Pardon me.
Pardon.
L'anglais.
English. The language.
L'anglais.
Je ne crois pas.
I don't think so.
Je ne crois pas.
Merci.
Thank you.
Merci.
Moi.
Me.
Moi.
Before listening to the next part of the dialogue, test yourself on that set of words and phrases. You'll hear them one after another with a pause in between.
In the pause, you say the English equivalent. Here's the first one.
Je ne crois pas.
I don't think so.
Moi.
Me.
Pardon.
Sorry, or pardon me.
L'anglais.
English.
Merci.
Thank you.
Difficile.
Difficult.
Le français.
French.
Ce n'est pas.
It's not.
How did you get on? If you managed the English equivalent of those words and phrases, well done. If you had any problems with them, just go back to the beginning of the set, listen and repeat again, then try the test once more.
And when you feel quite confident, go on to the next part of the dialogue.